Well, welcome everybody to our all-school gathering. And it certainly is wonderful to be here together in our light, bringing forth our inner peace, to bring outer, our learning, our healing, and most of all, our willingness to take lighted action for growth and protecting ourselves and others from today's incredible mixtures in life. Some of us here, and I was planning this for, I don't know if we have any new members here today, but I was addressing, so I'm going to address this to those that are going to be coming in. New members to our organization, they get a special welcoming, certainly at this time. And they are about to begin what we all have learned about an amazing journey in actual design light work. And some of us have been participating in actual design for a few years, 20, 30, 40, and those 50, maybe above. And I was thinking about what an incredible testament that is to the love that we carry for this path of actual design, the art and science of wholeness. In this all-school focus, we have an opportunity for all of us at different levels of the work and in our lives to be sessioning together, unified, amplifying for each other a radiant, revealing, and healing lighted experience. Demonstrating our unity and the power of our community. There are other groups around the world focusing in as they do. We contribute in our way. The higher responds accordingly. We have our part. And here we are all together today, a very heartwarming presence of many. So let's talk about the crystal star, of your immortal being of light. It's a very practical life energy for living. We are all experiencing complexities in this world. We find human conditions in their extremes, our senses shocked with what to us is profoundly indescribable and painful to see, hear, and know about. But we learn standing steady, being comfortable, or as comfortable as possible in our feelings, our thoughts, means taking care of your inner. It is of utmost importance to be aware that you are here with a purpose, part of which is to hold light steady from the depth inside of you and outward. So today we work with purification, an energy that helps clear clutter in our thinking, in our feeling, in our attitudes. With so many distractions in life these days, we need lighted care tenderly, for uplifting within, so you can be more where you are and live also in your joy and be present to the life that you have chosen to be responsible for. And purification helps to clear the fog, helping to make the best decision affecting your direction, how you stand in your mixed emotions and perspectives, and de-stress, to open up and get relief. We want to protect our creations. To be in unity within and unfold into the truth of your situation, take actions accordingly and continue onward. We call it single-pointedness, clarity, synthesis. There are so many different life energies at play daily. The crystal synthesis enables the mixture in our conditions to be vibrationally lifted. Another important thing to remember is your results are not produced by the effort of mind, but rather by the life energy that exists, and that is separate, that's independent of your mind. And that's where we get effortless effort. So before we gather, I wanted to bring in the four laws of life energy, which are so simplified, but handle such huge complexities when we really are adhering to the step-by-step. So the laws of life energy govern how we can utilize the energies existing within each of us. One, awareness directs thought, and thought directs life energy. Life energy follows thought. Where there is pain or discomfort, from mild to acute, there is obstruction to the flow of life energy. Where awareness is focused, the power of life energy is concentrated. And these result in four actions. Simple to think. The art of letting. That's where a lot of us are learning to let. So we think, we let, and then strengthen that observer within. And that moves you into your experience. Those are the results. So let's begin and gather and enlighten our awareness. Sit comfortably, relax your spine. Gently close your eyes, relax your shoulders, and direct your attention into your upper room, 6 inches within and above. Observe easing into this awareness. It's very gentle. Experience a substance, the radiant awareness flowing into throughout your personality brain mind, allowing radiant awareness in its gentle, palpable touch to begin simmering, softening your thoughts. And continue observing your mind, slowing its busyness into a lighter focus with the radiant awareness. Notice your breathing starting to slow, more ease, as you begin lifting and enlightening your knowing awareness and knowing what you know. And we continue by directing radiant awareness now into all your nerves, in particular down your spine, many junctions taking stress, discomfort, and to all the nerves going to your organs. Nerves to muscles and our outer covering we call skin. Radiant awareness directly moving into the present activated irritations, distortions, apprehension, stress, tight nerves. Observe the softening. the softening. As radiant awareness embraces the conditions and gently accepts sometimes very unacceptable debris and lifts them to more an open stance. Nerves down your legs, let it flow. You'll observe it moves out your feet and out your hands. And if your lower back and hips are causing issues, just focus the radiant awareness there. Give yourself a few extra moments here. And then expand into the full body nerve flow to all parts with your higher radiant awareness. And that will continue along with your knowing. Now direct a flow of radiant awareness into your heart. I often like to give my heart permission, recognition to open. It can get pretty protective. And let's spend a few moments here as we focus radiance to tap into the emotional hurts. They're there. Hurts that we're holding on to for some learning. They're not just there for no reason. Guilt. One of the harshest consciousness for the body to tolerate. Pain, sadness, grief. That's all one end of our feeling states. While we're mixed with goodness and joy, sense of loving community, loves that you hold dear to you. So let's give some moments for this lifting in the heart, all together. This group focus is a great power. And I think we're going to learn how to use that even more than we have. And you are part of that. Now refocus. In your upper room. And as you focus in your upper room, observe there is what we call a point of light. This is your life energy of purification, synthesis of the entire spectrum of inner light. This point of light will expand as a 3-inch star of crystal, liquid-like energy. And with your effortless effort of think, let the star begins to open at the bottom. And that liquid-like energy of purification begins showering down. That purifying. It is an inner shower. So let your thought go and observe. As this energy flows down and around, and throughout your whole body. And depending on your sensory, you may feel its texture. the tone, the temperature, the hot, the cool, the vibration and movement of crystal light. Just observe. And then expand your observing into the showering of crystal light into your hair and scalp. Skin of your face. I think those are two areas we have a lot of awareness in. We're always fixing and fussing with our hair, and we're caring a lot about how people see us. So spend a moment purifying any mixtures. And then move on into the nerves and muscles. And we'll go a little deeper into the bones of your face and the head. And here's again the profound truth. Your thought amplifies and concentrates the energy in each place that you direct it. So now focus it in the brain. And begin releasing tension. Hardened thinking. It's a discomfort. And let it go into the energy flow. All our minds unloading together into a great union of crystal energy for purifying and getting steadier. And continue into the neck. Holds a lot of weight of our heads. So let it concentrate and into each vertebra. Follow along as the energy flows across your shoulders. Then through your arms, into your hands, and if you're feeling different responses, it's appropriate. Different areas often feel different. And if you have been feeling any pain, this helps to clear away what's underneath that, the causal factors, according to your actual design. And besides the physical sensory experiences, be aware of what comes to your mind. Any problems, certain people, certainly memories, and even emotions. And as we've been learning, these are not distractions. These are the very important, I'm going to use the word things, which you need to be working on. It's talking to you through your light. So just release by letting. Now let's continue in this river of life energy, purifying the body. Continue into your chest, your lungs, bronchial. And let that action of light do what it's designed to do for you. Don't have to hold on. We learn to let and release into the action of this purifying crystal light. Move into your ribs. Again, I emphasize the spine and the back muscles. And let's hold here for a second, because many of us are experiencing more computer work, more driving, back, shoulders. Can use a little tender loving care here. Good. Move into your heart. And this is an emotional organ in which we experience many feelings. Right now, there's a lot of unhappiness. Feelings are taken to heart. So we get a lot of the psychic mixture. Now's a good time to blaze up the consuming fires and deepen the action of your light. Dissolving these loads. And then simultaneously, all the blood in your body is being purified. It takes a few minutes for all of it to move throughout the heart. But carries a beautiful reward. Let's move into the liver, tucked under your right ribs, very large organ. Oh, excuse me, back up. I want to go into the heart again. Experience your rhythm. You are pulsing. Your ability to calm it down with purifying light. And your blood and circulation shifts accordingly. And then now we move into the liver. Invoke the consuming fires and process your responses that most of us don't act off of, the hate and the kill. Tremendous levels. but together we lift. We create a soft, secure space for each of us to tap into. That's community. That's purpose. That's action. That's truth. So let the negative emotions that affect this organ express into the light. These are conditions we do not want to push down any further than the liver. You can always come back and do some more work here. Let's continue the downpour, the showering from that star into your solar plexus, your nervous system, freeing nervous tension, again, that irritability. Urges that are not going to bring great rewards, but more debris to process. And as we clear our nerves, it's a beautiful reward here as well. We perceive energy more easily, more clearly. And we'll take that now and move into the stomach. A lot of mixture and consciousness and foods. Again, hips, pelvis, into your thighs, very strong muscles. Knees for pivoting, holding us upright. Lower legs. Into the feet and ankles, your complex area, a lot of bones. But your feet and on the planet. Think of your feet open, the soles of your feet. And allow that flow of energy moving through them, carrying away the low frequency energy, the psychic mixtures, releasing light, as I said, into the planet. And I think when we release into the planet, we do that with the grace. That it's accepted and modulated into the Earth's needs and its love for us. So wherever you may be experiencing, tighter, confusing, foggy, or uncomfortable thoughts or memories, physical pain, think of intensifying your fires, this fire aspect of the energy, and focus it directly into the discomfort. Let's continue now with the soles. As the shower is going through the soles of your feet, think of them closing. And the continuing downpour begins to backfill all your inner spaces. Open up. So we move up the lower legs, thighs, hips and pelvis, abdomen, torso, including all the organs, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, into the head, and now the overflowing as your crystal energy flows out like a fountain, flows out the top of your head, filling the space around your body. And as a reminder, it's not just light workers that have a field around them. Everyone has a field around them. We usually work with 7 to 15 feet in all directions. And the field picks up the energy from others. And yeah, some of it is negative. Your overflowing life energy is strengthening and purifying your field. This is a protective cushioning, a shield, a resource of energy. And now refocus in your upper room. Now think of your star stopping the pour, downpour, and just think of it rising slowly to 3 feet above the top of your head and expand 3.5 feet in diameter. Just think, let, observe, and move into the experience. Experience its radiance and the power of this larger star. And with the power of thought, thought directs life energy, direct your star 12 feet below your feet. This is the bottom of your field. A sense of its placement. And a counterclockwise spinning begins. And this spinning action helps pull these loads out that you are aware of and some that you're not so aware of. The key here is to let the cleansing happen. To let go. Rapidly clearing out the heaviness, negative energy that can just stop you in your tracks. And of course, a lot of debris can settle there at the bottom of the field. We don't bring as much awareness there. So let's do it together. And the star spins as fast as it can and still maintain a form. Good. Now slowly start raising the counterclockwise spinning sun up. Straight up the lower portion of your field towards your feet. Clearing this field that collects. Lightens your load. And now feel it as it begins to touch the bottom of your feet. And the counterclockwise, pulling out action, cleansing, grinding debris out. All you need to do is open and let and observe. And you get your experience. Now raise your star until you're seated in with your lower body within the star from your waist down. The rhythm, the power. Experience your responses to the unloading. Continue with the star through your torso, your neck and head. And feel the sensation. The scalp is sensitive. Perhaps you will sense more focusing in there. And the 3-foot sun spinning and its fires freeing you from some mixtures. Continue to raise your star and place it 3 feet above your head. And think and let the clockwise spinning downpour continue through your body and field and down into the planet. And just think of that one more wash through in the counterclockwise shower. And think of the star stopping the spin and downpour. And it stops. Let's move the star again forward in an arc down to the bottom of your field. You may also want to bring some awareness into your vertical axis from the top of your field to the bottom. Start a clockwise spinning. As we start filling in, absorbing the purification, the lessening of some mixtures. This direction amplifies your assimilation. That's the absorbing, the essence that your fires dissolve. Continue bringing the spinning clockwise sun up your legs. As this clockwise spin accelerates your assimilation, the filling in of the spaces, leaving them completely enveloped in your light. And you become lighter and brighter. And the quality of your sun also may change as you get more and more of this essence. It may become gentler, softer. Now raise the spinning star up along your axis. Up the torso also. Arms, neck, head. And back into the 3 foot, 3.5 foot, 3 feet above your head. And you may feel that star separating with power as it pulls loads out from the top of the head into that inner and upper space. Let your star, the sun, stop its downpour. Contract it back to a 3-inch star. And as it condenses in size, there is no diminishing in its power and its qualities. Observe as you begin now to assimilate all your structures, your field. And assimilate, drawing in, absorbing this purified, delicious essence of yours. And that's because you've done the work. You had the courage to do the work. You have the inner direction to do the work. You have a love for life, and you did your work.